ください。
Amen, amen. Our scripture lesson for today is coming from Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 6. And we're reading from the New King James Version, but follow along with whatever version of your choosing. Acts 1, beginning at verse 6, by the inspiration of God and by the pen of Luke, these words are recorded. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Lord has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. We read into your hearing Acts 1, verse 6 through 8. We ask that there be a blessing to the reading and hearing of God's word. This morning, we would like to simply tag this text, Can I Get a Witness? Can I get a witness? One of the established facts, if the body of believers are to take God's word seriously, then according to this passage, we have been empowered to be a witness. That Jesus declares that there is power to the people when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and we shall be witnesses. You may not have the understanding or appreciation of what that means, but simply you are a witness. You don't have to take a class. There's no certification. Once you've been born again, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, you are a witness. And I recommend not using words. Live, walk before people as a witness of him that have saved us. And so we don't have to deal with that. That's the message. You are a witness. Go and live. But this morning, what I want to do is look at different types of witnesses. In fact, this morning I come to give Ebenezer my top 10 types of witnesses. Okay. My top five. My top five types of witness. Well, top three and two honorable mentions. That's my last offer. The top three types of witness that we are or that we should strive to be. The third place, the bronze medal winner, the white ribbon goes to the reluctant witness. A biblical example of the reluctant witness is the woman with the issue of blood. You remember her story. She crawled her way, elbowed her way to Jesus. She had been on the sick and shut-in list so long that they made her an emeritus. They had been forgotten and left her out, and she didn't have no one to counsel with, so she thought within herself, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. She crawls her way to him, touched the hem of his garment and is healed and tried to slide back into the crowd. But Jesus stopped the parade. Jesus stopped the procession and he raised the question, who touched me? The disciples tried to answer it for him. They said, man, look around. This press, this crowd, people have been bumping into you. But Jesus said, no, that was a special touch. That was a touch of faith. That was a touch of hope. That was a touch of healing. Who touched me? Reluctantly, the woman who had the issue of blood had to confess, Lord, it is I. And we live in a time where so many of us are reluctant witnesses. We don't like to share our prayer requests. Neither do we like to share our praise report. We like to keep it to ourselves. We don't like to let people know what trouble we're in, and we don't have to tell people how God has brought us out. We are reluctant to be a witness. But the fact of the matter is, I don't worry about that so much because Jesus has a way of getting it out of you. You don't have to prime or pump. Jesus will get it out of you. Jesus called the woman with the issue of blood before him, and she had to declare unto him all that had transpired. It's in that conversation we found out that she had tried many doctors. It was in that conversation that we found out that nothing had helped. It's in that conversation because Jesus get it out of her. And if you keep living, God will get your witness out of you. He will cause you to shout. He will cause you to testify. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? The reluctant witness. Now, the second place, the silver medal winner, the red ribbon. Now, I realize this is going to be a little controversial. And so I want you to know that it's been prayed over and consulted between me and the Lord. And if you have any criticism, then you can write it down and leave it in the pew and I'll come by and pick it up later. So I realize it may be controversial, but the number two, the second place winner, the silver medal red ribbon goes to the eyewitness. I know what you're thinking. The eyewitness is powerful, is passionate. You can't tell it. Nobody can tell it like you can tell it what the Lord has done for you. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. You was not there. You don't know the sights. You don't know the sound. You don't know the smells. You don't know what the Lord has done for me. Oh yes, there's plenty of biblical examples of eyewitnesses. When David went before King Saul and asked King Saul to allow him to go face Goliath, David had to use his own personal eyewitness account of how the Lord delivered him. He said, the Lord delivered me from the lion. The Lord delivered me from the bear. Surely the Lord can deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. David used his personal eyewitness testimony to convince Saul to face Goliath. But David is not alone. You remember the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace? They stood before king and told the king, if the Lord does it or he don't do it, he is able. They threw them into the fiery furnace and they looked in and said, didn't we throw in three? But it looks like four. And the fourth one looked like the Son of God walking on fire. They had the eyewitness account of how God delivered them from the fiery furnace. Daniel had the testimony, the Lord delivered me from the lion's den. The lions were still hungry. The lions were still ferocious. The only thing that has changed is that the Lord had locked their jaws. And I come by to tell you, brothers and sisters, if the Lord can lock lion's jaw, surely he can lock a liar's jaw. If God is able to take the fire, the heat out of fire, surely God can take the heat out of a fire ring. If God can deliver you, David, from the lion and the bear, surely the Lord can deliver you from any enemy that comes upon you. Yes, an eyewitness account is powerful, is passionate, and it is persuasive, but it's still second. The first place, the number one, the gold medal winner, the blue ribbon goes to, drum roll please. Well, before I get to the number one, let me give you my honorable mentions. First honorable mention, quick two stories. The first honorable mention is the rebuttal witness. A rebuttal witness is called upon to testify when an error has been made and to rebuke or to correct the error. Quick story. Big Mama and Baby Girl was at the hospital and the doctor was talking about Big Daddy's life in terms of days and hours. Big Mama turned to Baby Girl and said, "Let's go to the chapel and pray." Baby Girl turned to Big Mama and said, "Big Mama, I don't believe in prayer. If prayer worked, Big Daddy would have never got sick. If prayer worked, Big Daddy wouldn't be in that hospital. If prayer worked, Big Daddy wouldn't be dying." Just then, the spirit of a rebuttal witness rose up in Big Mama. And Big Mama turned to Baby Girl and said, "Listen here, child. When 50 years ago, I prayed for a good man, and God sent me that man in there. And I prayed that God would give my good man a good job, and God got my man a good job in the military. A war broke out and I got scared for my good man. And I prayed that the Lord will send me home, my good man, and healthy in mind and body. And he came home and me and that man in there done bought three homes and sent all our kids to college and that to ask nobody for no help. We done paid for four marriages and are currently paying for your piano lesson. Don't tell me what prayer can do. Baby girl, I don't pray that the Lord will do my will. I pray so that I can accept his will." And every now and then, the rebuttal witness in us ought to rise up when people try to talk about what prayer can't do. Prayer changes things. Praise makes a difference. Worship draws us closer unto the Lord. Give and it'll be given unto you. Press down. Yeah, every now and then we're going to have to rebuke a fool who believes that there is no God. Second honorable mention is the character witness. Now, a character witness don't know much about the trial, don't know much about the case. They are simply called upon to testify about the character of one of the plaintiff or the defendant. The church have done a magnificent job working with us being character witness. I'll show you what I mean. Simply by saying God is good, the congregation knows to say all the time. And then after that, they say all the time. And then the congregation says, "Y'all sworn in as character witness." Honorable mentions, the rebuttal witness and the character witness. Now, time for the number one. First place, gold medal, blue ribbon winner is, drum roll please. Well, first, I do have to say this. In the case when the first place, the winner cannot perform its duties, just tell them what the Lord has done for you. Just be an eyewitness. If you can't be number one, be an eyewitness. Okay. Time for the first place gold medal blue ribbon winner goes to the expert witness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Eyewitness is passionate and powerful and personal. The expert witness can be cold and detached, whereas the eyewitness excels in quality. The expert witness excels in quantity. Simply, the expert witness can testify in more cases. See, Daniel can testify that the Lord can deliver you from the lion's den. The Hebrew boys can testify that the Lord can deliver you from the fiery furnace. David can testify that the Lord can deliver you from the lion and the bear. But the expert witness that have studied David, that have studied Daniel, can testify that the Lord is the deliverer. I don't know what you're going through, but I do know who can get you out. I don't know how you got in that mess, but I do know who can get you out of that mess. I don't know how you got in it. I don't care when you got in it, but I do know who can get you out of it. The Lord is a deliverer. Not only is he a deliverer, the woman of issue of blood can testify that he can heal your body. The blind man can testify that he can give sight to the blind. The deaf can testify that he can give hearing to the ears. But the expert witness can testify, I know him to be a healer. I know that he is a healer in times such as these. I don't care if you got cancer, he's a healer. If you got dementia, he's a healer. If you got sugar, he's a healer. If you got diet, he's a healer. Whatever you're going through. When you're an expert, you study the record. You read what he's done in other cases, and you're able to apply it in more cases. Simply, the expert witness is able to testify in more cases. So, brothers and sisters, I just want you to know that you are a witness. And it's up to you to determine what type of witness you want to be. You can be a silent witness, but you're a witness. You can be a talkative witness, but you're a witness. You are a witness. In times such as these, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is asking, can I get a witness? May God bless you and may God keep you this morning. At this time, we're going to extend the invitation. You have to accept him. You have to believe that his work on the cross was on your behalf. And if you can accept and believe that, we invite you to come. Come as you are, come from where you are. But we say come, the Spirit says come, the bride says come. You can come as a candidate for baptism. If you're looking for a church home, Ebenezer is a great place to go to heaven from. Will you come? Will you come? this time we ask that you make your hearts and minds ready that we may receive our Lord's Supper.